Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm warming to the Carolina Panthers. I'm warming to pure NFL weekend filth. Ugly dogs that haven't been great that nobody wants to bet. And I have a stat for you. I came prepared with a stat. Week 3 underdogs that are 0-2 ATS coming into that third week are 62-39 ATS. That is 61%. Mm-hmm. Is it the biggest sample size? No, but it's over 100 games. 62-39 ATS. And guess who checks that box tonight? The Miami Dolphins. Can we get there? I guess we'll find out today.
Yeah, we will. Full breakdown coming up in 20 minutes. It's funny. We were complaining on Friday about how it's been all favorites. Dogs aren't coming through. Happens over the weekend, as expected. No real big surprises again. And as the week goes on, here we are again. Once you get to Thursday, Friday, we're like, all right, here we go. It's time. It would be the worst if, let's say, and don't get it twisted. We don't give out all underdogs. It's just we end up shading, looking for value. The bets that a lot of people don't want to make, if we see value there, we're going to end up making them. Yeah, like a play I gave out yesterday, that's a favorite. A game that you've been talking a lot about this week. It's a 3-point favorite. So we're not all underdogs, but the dogs have had a rough time. And we side on that side of the ledger, I guess, more times than not. So that's why that dirty dog segment is going to be interesting. It's basically looking at the board. What do old school guys say? The bets that are hardest to make are usually the easiest to cash. Is that how the old saying goes, Sammy?
Yeah, it's very accurate. Well, I have some nasty, downright filthy bets in the NFL. The one that I think I'm overthinking, and I'd like to not, maybe you can help me get here over the next 3 hours, mm-hmm. Are the Bears really going to beat the Cowboys? I saw something yesterday, and this has happened now multiple times going back to spring camp or early camp or whatever they call it these days, not OTAs, before OTAs. Ben Johnson was saying that they couldn't break the huddle in Chicago. So he comes out yesterday and says, our practice habits are not championship caliber. Okay, we're saying this again. There's a purpose for that, right? Why would you come out and say that? And then you look at the injury report. Jalen Johnson, not practicing, out. Grady Jarrett on the front, D-line, not practicing. Kyler Gordon, safety, not practicing. TJ Edwards, hamstring, linebacker, not practicing. How are they getting stops in this game? And I don't really want to talk about the total because we talked about it at 49 and now it's 51.
Yeah.
But is there any interest in betting Chicago? Like, these are the things I want to talk about today. Like, is it so silly to just think Dallas is going to pulverize the Bears, who don't get a pass rush to begin with, and now their best secondary guy is out, one of their best linebackers is out, Grady Jarrett's probably not going to play. How are they putting pressure on a veteran quarterback, Dak Prescott? And now it's Dak against Caleb in what should be a shootout. Who do you like, right?
Is it? Where have we seen this explosion from the Bears offense? I understand why that's where a lot of people went, and we went there too. And the total jumps up. But if you're going to play an over, like your mentality is both teams are going to do their part. Are you sure the Bears are going to do their part? Maybe you're right, because I think you're hinting at playing the Cowboys, maybe a Cowboys team total. What do we know? We know the Cowboys are going to put up points against this Bears defense. We know that. Do we know that the Bears are going to put up points on Dallas? Oh, because Russell Wilson did it? The Bears are definitely going to do it? I don't know. Is Russell Wilson, is Caleb going to have moonballs like Russ? I don't trust that as much. Feels like we have a lot more trust in what the Cowboys side is. So, yeah, I think that's an interesting thought. Like, maybe we should just be looking at the Cowboys side of things. Maybe it doesn't necessarily mean lay the point or whatever on the road or whatever. Take them as a dog in the money line, whatever they are right now. Doesn't necessarily mean that, but there are other ways to bet the Cowboys. If that's what you believe in the most, that team, that offense is going to be getting into the end zone.
Warming to the idea of Cowboys -1, -105 at BetMGM. Yeah. Just win the game. If it lands one, fine. I'll hate it. I'll push. That would suck because I hate pushes. It's the worst. When I waste 3.5 hours of my time and then it's a tie, I don't want to say I'd almost rather lose, but I'd rather feel something. I feel nothing. I go numb when it's a tie. But I was talking to a couple guys in Vegas last night. They're like, why is this line close to a pick'em? And I said, I don't know. Some of these lines are really bad. Go back to Monday night. Why are the Chargers only 3 in Vegas? And you watch that game and you think, why? I had a conversation with Will Hill, who I work with at Fox, and he was asking about why none of these dogs are getting home. And I brought up maybe the books are just mispricing the favorites. I mean, how many times now in 2 weeks have we looked back? I know it's easy to put on our hindsight goggles and look back in the past, but there were so many lines where a team's laying 4 and wins by 10 plus easily. And I think odds makers are responsible for some of this. They complain about all the favorites covering and winning, and then you hang bad lines, like the Chargers only laying 3 in Vegas and the Cowboys only laying 1 in Chicago. And everybody's going to bet Dallas, and Dallas probably wins. And then what's the solution? Well, we trust our numbers. Well, maybe the favorites aren't weighted enough. And maybe the top half of the league is just so much better than the bottom half.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get at yesterday, our conversation with Nate Collins. It's like, what is the reason for this? Is the bottom – and the bottom used to feel like 2-3 pathetic organizations, right? Doesn't the bottom feel like – I'm just going off the top of my head, like a group of 8 teams? Like, it's not 2 or 3. It's a bunch of teams. Like, we know the very top is 4. And then there's another tier. But that next tier isn't that far off. That next tier is pretty damn strong. And then you compare that to the very bottom. Let's say bottom quarter of the league. Like, very different. That's an interesting thought. Like, maybe your priors are just wrong. Maybe you're not reacting quick enough. Well, because you'll always hear from them, well, we don't want to overreact because that's what the public does. Well, maybe you need to react a little bit more. And we've seen it a lot of times where teams, we saw it with a couple of NFL teams last year, win totals of 6.5, and they're double-digit wins easily. Does that happen most years? I would say there's a big surprise, but now we're getting multiple surprises sometimes. And maybe they need to respond quicker. Oh, well, I don't want to overreact. Well, why not? You know what the public's going to bet. Why cry about, like, oh, these dogs aren't getting home? Well, the line's 3, and it probably should have been 6. Like, that's part of the reason they're not getting home. How many times are we seeing team win, not cover? It feels like it's not happening a lot after a couple weeks.
Like in college basketball, March Madness, the point spread is sort of irrelevant. You just pick the team who you like to win, and usually that's the case. Oh, you like a dog plus 4.5, they're probably going to win the game. You like the favorite -7, they're probably just going to win. So a lot of people have sort of gotten to this place where in college basketball, if they like an underdog, they just take the money line. Mm-hmm. That hasn't worked in the NFL dating back to week 13 of last year. But parlay culture has changed a lot of the calculus. When we were coming up, when we first started betting, when we got our first bookies in Chicago, we couldn't money line parlay 5 favorites together. We were lucky to get a 2-teamer. But now parlay culture has changed everything because they have crammed it down our throats. Every commercial, every pregame show. Here's Matthew Berry's four-leg parlay. Here's this parlay. Here's this parlay. And it's crept into Vegas. And these guys aren't even having fun booking bets during NFL anymore because guys are no longer coming in laying 6 points on Monday night or Thursday night or Sunday night. They're taking that favorite and wedging it with another three favorites, and there's no defense. There's no defense against it. And then, as was the case last Monday, all these books are praying and begging. We need the Raiders to win outright. Well, you put yourself in that spot. You put yourself in that spot.
100%. All right, Sam, we've got a lot of quarterback news that came down on Wednesday. We know today, here on Thursday, that's the biggest day for injuries. But we got more than expected on Wednesday, and we have to start with San Francisco. We ended the show talking about the idea of betting San Francisco -1.5 against Arizona, throwing out different reasons why. And then a few hours after the show, we hear Shanahan say, Purdy has a chance to play. A week ago, he was a long shot to play, did not play. They went on the road at New Orleans, one score game, and now he has a shot to play. I didn't expect to hear that, but it makes sense because when the Purdy injury was first reported, it started with 2 weeks. They said 2 to 5, wide range, but now we're entering the second week. Shanahan playing games? I don't know. Sometimes he does. I would lean that he is playing games and that it's going to be Mac Jones. But Mac Jones performed fine against the Saints. 279 yards, 3 touchdowns. Remember, Purdy's dealing with a couple of things. It's a cluster injury for him. He's got the toe, he's got the shoulder, but he was out there participating in practice yesterday.
Sharpest guy I know laid Niners -1 yesterday morning, and he said it doesn't matter who's a quarterback for San Fran. And I thought, okay, it does matter. Why are you saying that? And his response was, it's Spencer Rattler going on the road against Robert Saleh's defense. And I said, oh, okay, got it. I went to this point where he was saying there's not a drop-off between Purdy and Mac Jones. And he said, no. He said, but I'll lay anything under 3. And here's what's going to happen. If we see good news from San Francisco today on the Purdy side of things, this line is going right to 3. So if you're gambling on it, look, I bet some 2.5 last night, -105. I'll be completely honest with you. I know we give lightning bets at the end of the show. But anything sub 3, even if it's Mac Jones, I'm cool. You look at some of the advanced metrics and Rattler and what he's going to do against this pressure and this solid defense, it's probably going to be ugly, Joe. But if Purdy's in, we get good news Friday, Saturday, Sunday. This line's not 2.5. It's 4.5. But if somebody's telling me I like it no matter what up to 3, even with Mac, how do you not pocket a little -2.5, just gamble? If Purdy doesn't go, you still have a sub 3 favorite that's probably going to win against one of the worst rosters in football.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And with the Cardinals, the secondary is beat up already. They walked out of their last game with a couple of injuries. And I mentioned it a couple of times yesterday. I'm not buying into Arizona. You can tell me about 2-0 and that they're a favorite to make the playoffs. Not buying it. Congratulations on your nice start. You played two of those bottom teams that we're talking about in New Orleans and Carolina. And you were outgained in both games. You were lucky to hang on last week against the Panthers as they had three consecutive touchdown drives against you. Bryce Young threw for the most passing yards he's thrown in his entire career against you. So I'm not buying anything Arizona. I'd say it's a side note, but Zach Taylor, he's not eliminating the possibility of Burrow returning at some point. That just sounds to me like, yeah, we said 3 months and we meant it, but if we're done, if we're out of the playoff race, he's not coming back. But if we're in there, if we're in the running for the division, a playoff spot, maybe there is a chance that we see Burrow come December.
Ooh. All right, that'd be good for my fantasy team. But guess who I picked up yesterday? Jared Goff was on the waiver wire. Give me that. Give me all of that. Burrow, yeah. Burrow to the IR. Goff, QB1 for your boy.
There you go. There you go. Jaden Daniels did not participate in practice yesterday. Quinn is saying that he will practice on Friday at the earliest. So if he goes, not going to be today. They're looking at Friday.
One quick baseball note. We don't do a lot of baseball. The Mets are trying to give it away. Trying. They lose again last night. But the D-backs, in 11. They lose in 11 innings last night.
We're going to find a way to squeeze in some baseball today because a couple nuggets that we want to get to. Thursday Night Football next. This is Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.